Bounce pass on that left side. Shot's no good. Tipped out of there. Schreiner comes up with it. Gives it for Damian Austin. Austin, bounce pass. Way up. Going to be good. Great ball movement there as David Erickson comes up with the easy bucket.
Today, it's live coverage of the Heartland Hoops Classic from Grand Island. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Williams, they lob it to Burr, no backside help, the layup is there. Peyton Burr with a good catch and score, 5 1/4, 14 in the game.
Some of the area's best high school basketball teams are paired against the state's best in today's 7th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. All the excitement is coming up next, but first to do your Tech Team pregame show, we'll take you live to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island, right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. Our fourth game of the day will feature Grand Island Northwest playing host to Wahoo Newman here at the Heartland Event Center. And let's give you the starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Newman. Zach Ahrens is a 5'7 senior. Ben Simons, 5'11 and a sophomore. Connor Lose is 5'10 and a senior. Nate Maduna, 6'6 senior. And Austin Weda, 6'3 and a senior. For Grand Island Northwest, Derek McNeilis is 6'4 and a senior. Travis Schleep, 6'4 and a senior. Jason Schultes, 6'2 senior. Brock Brown is 6'4 and a sophomore. And Casey Dahlcutter, 6'4 and a senior. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. This has been the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area coaches, teams, and athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We are underway, and first possession belongs to Wahoo Newman. They put up an outside jumper. It is no good. And so Northwest has possession, and they will work it around the perimeter as they're going man-to-man right now is Wahoo Newman. Skip pass on that left side, entered on the baseline, and then very good ball movement. Top of the circle, here's the long jumper by Brown. Brown's three-pointer will not go. The rebound is out of bounds and last touched by Wahoo Newman. So Northwest will maintain the possession here as they're going to toss it in on their own baseline. And again, Newman with a little bit of a size advantage. And the entry pass on their right side. And Garrett Kep will kick it back out. Long jumper, no good here for Dahlcutter. Dahlcutter's three would not fall. And again, a long pass on that left wing. Tracking it down, though, is going to be McNeilis. And the skip pass is going to go through the hands of one of the Vikings and out of bounds. So that'll be a turnover here as both teams are still looking for their first points of the ball game. Dahlcutter making the start, in part to kind of have that size that they need, as well as Kep here for Grand Island Northwest, because Newman's got some pretty good size. The outside jumper by Newman is no good, and the ball is on the ground. There's a scrum for it. It's going to be, well, not a hell ball. They're going to get a timeout. Newman came up with the ball, and they're going to call the timeout here. With 6:40 to go, they're going to maintain the possession. We'll take a quick break. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale.
And welcome back here. Wahoo Newman was able to get that timeout. And so they take the timeout, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Both teams still looking for their first points here. K Cavaliers maintain the possession. They'll work it on the baseline here for Simons, and they'll work it back around. They kick it out. Here's the three-pointer on the right wing. No good. And taking it out of there is going to be Garrett Kipp, who snags the rebound. And the pass on the inside, that's going to be a Grand Island Northwest turnover. And there's going to be a charge in underneath defensively there for Northwest. And I'll tell you what, you got a little guts when you step in front of that. And it was Mettenbrink who was able to step in front of a hard drive by Austin Weda, who is 6'3", and he's a big feller. And so Mettenbrink, 5'7", sophomore, showing a lot of courage there, coming up with that defensive play, collecting the charge. So Northwest will have the basketball. And they're just working around the perimeter. Nice little give and go. Backdoor cut. And the sophomore will score. Well, Mettenbrink will come in underneath. So Mettenbrink with a nice little drive. And he's got two in the game. Entry pass down low. Up and good here for Weda. So they answer right back. And now Northwest facing some pressure. Extra step taken. And now be a turnover for the Vikings. So we're tied at two. 5:42 to go here in quarter number one. Took a while for us to get our first points of the game, but now the offenses are starting to pick up the pace a little bit. Took us 2.5 minutes to score, and then we scored twice in the span of about 12. Newman will give it to Ahrens. Ahrens off of a screen will give it to Simon. Simon's going to fire the three, and he hits the three. Nice little set play there for Wahoo Newman. And now the long outlet pass here for the Vikings. Dahlketter will help work it back around. Mettenbrink setting stuff up. Mettenbrink, top of the circle here, and they'll skip it off on the left side, kicked into the corner. Three-pointer up there for the Vikings, up and good. Dahlcotter with a nice little stroke there, and he's got his first 3 points of the game. Newman works it in the lane, backing in against Dahlcotter, and laying it up with that soft hand is going to be Weda, and Weda will score. So Weda with a nice bucket there. He's averaging about 10.5 points per ball game. He's certainly on pace with that here. Long pass, and that's going to be a little bit too high here for Grand Island Northwest. That'll be a turnover. For the Vikings, Christian Ellsworth checking in. 4:46 to go here. Clock is stopped in quarter number one. Right now it's Newman leading Grand Island Northwest 7-5. And Wahoo Newman gives it to Maduna. Maduna sets a screen now as he kicks it out. Now Ahrens has it in the corner, and he'll hit the three. Well, after that pass, then the screen comes. So they kick it out top of the circle, give it right back to Ahrens off of the screen that was set there by Weda. And now Newman knocks the ball loose, but Northwest has it, and they're going to throw it away. They came up with it and then tried to make the long pass up court, and it was a little bit too strong, and that'll be another Grand Island Northwest turnover. And unofficially, I've got them with 5 turnovers so far here in the ball game, and we've only played 5 minutes and 15 seconds. Excuse me, we have 4 minutes and 15 seconds left, so we haven't even played 4 minutes. Jackson Simmons in here for Newman. He gets the ball back after passing away. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. So Jackson Simmons comes off the bench. About the first time he gets the ball in his hands, he's able to stroke in a three-pointer. Isaiah Dawes passes the ball up ahead, and Grand Island Northwest makes the catch, but in traffic, there was some pressure there, and they take an extra step, and that'll be a turnover. 6 turnovers here for Grand Island Northwest with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Ahrens on the dribble. Ahrens takes it on the baseline, a little ball fake. He's going to kick it out top of the circle. Penetration here by Simmons. He'll kick it back out here for Ben Simmons, and Ben Simmons on the inside. And there's going to be a walk. The officials, there was some contact there. The officials made eye contact to see if either one of them had a foul. Neither one of them did. So Newman is called for the turnover. So Northwest has it, and Isaiah Dawes will throw it in on the baseline. Newman going full court, zone press here. And with it is well Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink working against some pressure here by Ahrens. We'll throw it down the right sideline. They get it for Christian Ellsworth. Ellsworth right back out here for Mettenbrink. And the pass on that left wing is going to be knocked out of bounds by Newman. Stepping in the passing lane was Weda, but Weda ran out of room. So Northwest inbounds, some pressure there. Took them a while to find someone to pass to, but Mettenbrink gets the ball back after inbounding it. Aarons will pick him up, and they'll give left wing here for Travis Schleep. Schleep's pass knocked loose. Newman tried to save it and did, but no, he did not. Noah Vedral tried to save it, but he stepped on the sideline first, and so the ball is going to remain in possession of Grand Island Northwest, but they're going to call a timeout. Northwest trailing here 13-5 with 3:06 to go in the first quarter. Timeout for the Vikings. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, both these teams lost last night. Bishop Newman lost at Bergen, last night 53-57. And Northwest lost at home against Beatrice 53-30. So Northwest has the basketball, but it's stolen away here by Newman. Newman is able to make the steal. And they're going to slow it down just a little bit. They're going to try a little transition work here, though, as they get the ball back out for Aarons. Aarons pass up ahead to Wada, and Wada lays it up and in. Nice pass from Aarons into Wada in the lane. Then the long pass down the sideline, and stepping on that sideline, making the catch, is going to be Christian Ellsworth. So that'll be another Northwest turnover. And unofficially, as I mentioned, 8 turnovers now here on Grand Island Northwest. That is... They're turning it over more than one time a minute. That you just can't do that and think you're going to win. On the baseline is Wada. Wada's going to kick it out quickly around the perimeter. They give it for Jackson Simmons. Simmons missed the three and is rebounded by number 3, Isaiah Dawes. So Northwest in the corner will now kick it out top of the circle here for Dawes. Dawes gives left side for Mettenbrink. Nice pass on the inside. Newman really collapses, but great ball fake. And Derek McNeilis is able to score here. That was a good ball fake once he got the ball in the lane there. Here's a quick jumper here by Wada. That will not fall. Rebound taken out by McNeilis. And quickly in transition, they get it up ahead to Northwest, and they get an easy layup. So nice pass into the hands of Dawes. And now Newman's going to try to answer back. Their three-pointer won't fall. Offensive rebound, no good, and now we've got a hell ball. No, they're going to call the foul. So Dawes scoring just a little bit ago here. Isaiah Dawes for Northwest to make it now 15-9. And now the foul on Wahoo Newman will allow Northwest to inbound the basketball. He'll toss it in. Long pass up ahead in transition. Here is Dahlcutter. Dahlcutter, ball fake on the baseline. Now will lob it inside off of his teammates' hands. And Northwest has turned the ball over again. Quickly in transition, here is Simons. Simons will work it back around. Simons wants it back after he gave it to Bruning. Now off of the screen, they'll get it off here for Connor Lohs. Lohs gave it away, now gets it back, takes it on the baseline, can't shoot over the top of Dahlcutter. Now they're going to lob it inside, and it's going to go off the fingertips of Nathan Medina and out of bounds. Newman turns it over. But they're going to go full court pressure. Are the folks wearing the red jerseys here from Wahoo Newman? One of the premier basketball programs in the state in Class C1. Trevor Brown facing some pressure, brings across the timeline. They double team him, and now there's going to be a hold. Brown did a nice job of keeping the ball protected with his body and with that pivot. And Simons is called for the foul. That is going to be his second. So Jackson Simons with 2. And they'll inbound the ball here to McNeilis. McNeilis will direct traffic after he passes the ball to Trevor Brown. They give it off on the left wing here for Brooke Brown. On the baseline now is Kep. We'll get it inside, and we've got a foul. They entered it in low and off glass. Brooke Brown missed the shot, but he was hit on the back after he put the shot up. So Brown shooting a couple here. For Bruning, that's his first, and the free throw is up and good. So Justin Bruning with the foul. That's now four against Newman. None have been whistled on Grand Island Northwest, and both free throws are up and good by Brooke Brown. So Brown will make two free throws, make it a four-point ball game. Simons gave it away, gets it back. There's 22 seconds to go here in quarter number one. And Newman is going to try to work the ball for the last shot. They've got it near midcourt. Starting his dribble here is going to be Connor Loose. Loose will kick it back around, give it right side here for Aarons. And it's going to be stolen away with the steal. Is going to be McNeilis. McNeilis gives it up ahead here for Dahlcotter. Dahlcotter pass, shot at the buzzer is no good. Great extra pass inside for Brooke Brown. And Brown couldn't hit the shot. That would have been a big bucket and a nice little momentum swing. As it is, Wahoo Newman will lead as we start the second quarter, 15-11. And we'll start that second quarter. We come back right after this.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Cary Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Cary is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Cary Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Equitable Bank understands the challenges of a busy lifestyle, so we offer advanced technologies that allow your money to keep pace with you, like online banking that lets you check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your smartphone, computer, or digital notebook. Plus, mobile banking offers text message alerts for balances, transfers, and other helpful reminders. Visit us at our Grand Island, North Platte, and Omaha locations, or go to equitableonline.com. Equitable Bank. Bank with the E. Member FDIC.
Newman leads Grand Island Northwest 15-11, but the Vikings will have the basketball first, and they commit another turnover. That's really been kind of the story of the game here so far, is their inability to take good care of the ball, as that's now 10 turnovers on the Vikings here in the ballgame, compared to two for Wahoo Newman. So Newman's got it. Aarons will dribble top of the key, kick it back out. Looking inside is going to be Simons. Simons now will give it on the left wing for Connor Loose. Entry pass inside, kicked out for Aarons. Aarons from the free throw line, great bounce pass inside. Shot off glass, no good for Wada, but an offensive rebound, and the bucket will fall here for Nathan Medina. So Nathan Medina will make the putback after the initial miss on the inside by Wada. That was a good pass to set up Wada. On the baseline, McNeilis will kick it around. Here's the long three-pointer for Dahlcotter. It's no good. And Northwest back on defense after the miss because it was rebounded here by Medina. Entry pass. Well, Newman lost it as they were trying to make the pass. So turnover here on Bishop Newman. Cavaliers will still go with that full court pressure defense here. And it's going to be intercepted. Inbounds pass intercepted by Loose. Finds a cutter. Layup good for Nathan Medina. So off of the steal, they get the easy bucket. And on the sideline, ball's going to be knocked out of bounds by a harassing Austin Wada on the right wing. And they'll get it off here for Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink facing the little zone defense, entry pass, and it's going to be another Northwest turnover. Going to be knocked away. Pass up ahead, and we're going to have a foul on the Vikings, Derek McNeilis, on the drive, and that's going to be two shots. Not a bad foul, though, because it was going to be a layup otherwise. So Newman at the free throw line, and the free throw rolls around and is no good here for Connor Loose. But he will have one more free throw coming up. He's a 65.7% free throw shooter, but he misses both of them here. And the rebound is ripped out of there by McNeilis. So the Vikings will snap it into the corner. Quick pass here by Dahlkotter, and it's going to go off the hands of the Cavaliers and out of bounds. Weta had knocked it loose, trying to come up with the ball and couldn't. So Vikings will maintain the possession here. 6:22 to go, second quarter, 19-11. Cavaliers up by 8, but Grand Island Northwest has the basketball. Now it's intercepted. The steal on the inbounds for Jackson Simmons, and Simmons lost a little control with it, and they turned it over. And there wasn't anybody to stop him. Another timeout here for Grand Island Northwest. They trail at 19-11 with 6:18 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout Vikings brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center for the Heartland Hoops Classic. We've got three finals in the book. This is game number 4. Earlier today, Overton over Sutton, 41-38. High Plains over Freeman, 52-42. And Elkhorn South over Grand Island Senior High, 64-46. Here, an 8-point lead here for Newman. And Grand Island Northwest calls the timeout because they have been not taking very good care of the basketball. They have 13 turnovers so far here in the game, and now make it 14. It's stolen away by Noah Vedral, and Vedral drives hard to the basket, and he's fouled by Mettenbrink before he put up the shot. So another Grand Island Northwest turnover. For Mettenbrink, that is foul number 1. Inbounded in the lane. Turnaround jumper here by Maduna. Maduna's shot no good. And taking out the rebound there is going to be Garrett Kep. So Newman couldn't capitalize on that. And the pass down that right sideline. It's going to be out of bounds here by Ben Simons. Northwest will send Trevor Brown back into the game. Also in will be Trevis Schleep. .5:55 to go, second quarter, 19-11. Newman leading Grand Island Northwest. Entry pass inside. Tough arcing shot. No good. Offensive rebound. But then losing the basketball is going to be Keep. And so after that rebound, it's going to be another Grand Island Northwest turnover. Following the miss as well. So not a lot going well, but there is a pretty good defensive play. Reaching in and getting nothing but the basketball is going to be Trevis Schleep. And the possession arrow is pointing to Newman. So Newman will maintain the possession. So unfortunately, they don't get the turnover off what really was a pretty good play. Three-pointer up, no good here for Newman on the inbounds. And ripping it out is going to be McNeilis for Grand Island Northwest. Dahlkotter helps set up the offense. He's kind of a bigger point guard that you'll see. As his long pass trying to get it back to him will be another Grand Island Northwest turnover. Pass up ahead here for Newman. Laid up and in for Jackson Simons. And Simons with another bucket in transition here for Newman. And they now lead it by 10, 21-11. Pass up ahead. Extra pass. Laid up and in. Nice cut there as they got it inside for Derek McNeilis. And McNeilis gets the long pass from Dahlkotter. And now off of the jumper, the rebound taken out by McNeilis. So a nice little run here started for Grand Island Northwest. Dahlkotter will get it left side, quickly passed on the inside and knocked away by Newman. That'll be another Grand Island Northwest turnover. On the bounce is Ahrens. Ahrens works it in, stepping through is going to be Weta. Weta missed the shot, rebounded by Dahlkotter. And now we're going to have a reaching foul called on Newman. Jackson Simons is going to be whistled for the foul. And that's going to be his third.
Foul number 14,
So he's got 5 points, but he also has 3 fouls. So Northwest inbounds. Trevor Brown still on the dribble. And they're looking at a little 1-3-1 zone here. And they'll skip it out. Ball fake as it's caught by Dahlcutter. Now he's going to step back. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. They track it down in the corner as it was rebounded momentarily by Sleep, but Northwest turned the ball over again. They're looking to work it inside to Meduna, but instead they'll dribble in, and now kicking it out is going to be Simons. Simons over for Jackson Simons. And they'll just flip it off here for Connor Lose, and he finds a backdoor cutter. That's Wada, and Wada lays it up and in. Austin Wada gets a nice pass on that backdoor cut, and Newman's lead again, double digits, 23-13. And standing near midcourt is Casey Dahlcutter, and he just hands it off, gets the ball right back, doesn't dribble, kicks it on the right side for Brown. Brown's pass is going to be knocked away and stolen by Jackson Simons. So here comes Newman. They'll lay it up and in with that left hand is Austin Wada. So after running the floor, we're able to get the bucket on the other end. And Northwest just having trouble throwing the over the top of some of these taller Newman players up front as Meduna was able to come away with that basketball. He's 6'6", and very difficult for Brown at 5'7", to throw the ball over the top of him. Brown's got it now. He'll kick it off on that right side. Up high for the jumper. It's good. Three-pointer for Travis Sleep. So Sleep will drain the three. And it's 25-16. 2:25 to go here before halftime. Newman with the lead and the basketball. Penetration here by Simons. Simons gives it on the baseline. Left-handed shot by Wada. No good. Dahlcutter is able to pull down the rebound here for Grand Island Northwest. And dribbling across some pressure is going to be Brown. He'll give it off here for Dahlcutter. Dahlcutter for Brown. Brown looks, and boy, again, it's tough to throw over the top of Meduna, who is 6'6", and have his long arms that I think are also about 6.5 feet long. Backing up is Brown. Brown, they double-team him, and we're going to have a reach. Yeah, Brown did a nice job of shielding the defender away from the ball, and Ben Simons kept trying to get to it, and Simons can be whistled for the foul. And that will be his first foul. Six is a team on Newman. Only two have been whistled against Grand Island Northwest here in the first half. They'll inbound the basketball here for Will Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink's pass tipped around, and then they kick it right back out off the hands of one of the Vikings, and that'll be another turnover for Grand Island Northwest. Unofficially, that'll be now 20 turnovers on Grand Island Northwest. We have a minute 38 to go here in quarter number two. Dribbling is Aarons. Aarons gave it away, gets it back, has it top of the circle. Right wing, moving, sliding is Simons. Simons kept his dribble up, and he'll give it off for Aarons. Aarons dribbles up 15 feet away. His shot is up and good. Zachary Aarons will stroke it in. He's now got 5 in the game. Austin Wade leading the way right now for Newman. He's got 10. We'll check all the numbers here in about a minute 8 on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ball fake. Christian Ellsworth is going to fire a 3 for Northwest. It's no good. After rebounding it on the run, isn't going to be Noah Vedral. And Vedral will lay it up and in. Some contact in there underneath, but Vedral with the defensive rebound and then the bucket. Nobody shut him off. And now long pass for Grand Island Northwest. That's going to be a turnover. But then Northwest gets the ball right back. They work it inside for Dahlcutter. He gets the bucket and the foul. Northwest came up with that loose ball, passed it inside very quickly to Dahlcutter, and he lays it up and in. Now he's going to try to finish off a 3-point play. And the foul is going to be on Justin Bruning. That is foul number 2 on him. Free throw is up, and it is no good. And again, it was McNeilis.
Oh,
Sleep strokes in a three-pointer here for Newman, and we've got a 10-second violation. So Bishop Newman forces another Grand Island Northwest turnover here. And we'll see if they work the clock for the last shot. Does Grand Island Northwest, as Aarons has the dribble. And he'll give it off here left side for Simons. Simons back out for Aarons. 9 seconds left. Aarons will drive. He'll flip it up and in. And he'll head to the line. So Zachary Aarons with a strong drive. He makes the shot. Good little flip. And now he'll hit the free throw. And that'll be a three-point play. Dribbling here, Mettenbrink down the sideline. 2 seconds left, kicks in the corner. Three-pointer at the buzzer, back of the iron, and no good. A nice look there for Travis Schleep, but it will not fall here for Grand Island Northwest. And they've got a little work to do here in the second half because they trail at intermission to Bishop Newman. Wahoo Newman with a 35-18 lead over Grand Island Northwest. And we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have some of the numbers for you on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Today, tomorrow, together.
At Home Federal Bank, our convenient locations are the foundation. But we know that today's banking requires more, like innovative online solutions, mobile apps, text and email alerts, and mobile banking. Now with Mobile Deposit, our progressive services help you prepare for whatever tomorrow may bring. Together, we know this is a great place to call home.
Build your future at home. Home Federal Bank.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Equitable Bank understands the challenges of a busy lifestyle. So we offer advanced technologies that allow your money to keep pace with you. Like online banking that lets you check balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more, all from your smartphone, computer, or digital notebook. Plus, mobile banking offers text message alerts for balances, transfers, and other helpful reminders. Visit us at our Grand Island, North Platte, and Omaha locations, or go to equitableonline.com. Equitable Bank, bank with the E. Member FDIC.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic. We are at halftime of our fourth game of the day, fourth of eight. And right now it's Bishop Newman with a 35-18 lead over Grand Island Northwest. Northwest coming in at 6-14. Newman is 13-6. Both teams kind of reeling a little bit. Newman's lost their last two. They had a heartbreaker at Seward, 56-53, and they lost another tight one last night at Bergen, 57-53, as they lost their last two games. Their loss before that took place in overtime by three, so they had been playing pretty well, but have lost three of their last five ball games. And for Grand Island Northwest, they need to get the taste of that game against Beatrice out of their mouth, as they lost last night to Beatrice, 53-30. To fall to 6-14 on the season, and they got a lot of work to do here in the second half as they trail Bishop Newman 35-18 here at intermission of the Heartland Hoops Classic. And again, our action will have eight games today. The first five will be right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. It started this morning with Overton defeating Sutton 41-38 in what was a pretty good ball game. Then High Plains over Freeman 52-42. Elkhorn South controlled things against Grand Island Senior High as the Storm win it 64-46. And right now, it's Newman with a 35-18 lead here over Grand Island Northwest here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We're going to take a quick break. We'll toll up some of the numbers, and we'll do that when we come back right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic. We are at halftime. Right now, Grand Island Northwest finds themselves behind the eight ball as Wahoo Newman leads at 35-18. And again, the first number that's going to stand out is going to be the number of turnovers that Grand Island Northwest has suffered here in the ball game. They've turned the ball over 22 times compared to five by Newman. So Newman's taken pretty good care of the basketball game. Well, Grand Island Northwest has had a lot of difficulties with 22 turnovers in the first 16 minutes of the ball game, and that just has not given them too many opportunities to score points in the ball game because they haven't had that many shots because of the turnovers. Leading the way here for Grand Island Northwest in terms of scoring in the first half is going to be Casey Dahlcotter. He's got five. Derek McNeilis has four, Travis Schleep with three, Isaiah Dawes with two, Will Mittenbrink with two, and Brooke Brown also with 2 points. Unofficially, they are 7 of 15 shooting the basketball. Only had 15 shots in that first half because of all the turnovers. They were 2 of 8 from behind the arc, and they are a perfect 2 for 2 from the free throw line. So they're shooting about 47%. The problem is they're not getting enough shots up because of the turnovers that Wahoo Newman's been able to inflict on the Vikings. So far here for Newman, being led by Austin Weda. He's got 10 points at intermission. Zachary Aarons with 8. Jackson Simons has 5. Nathan Meduna, 4. Ben Simons with 3. Connor Luce with 3. And Noah Vedral with 2 points here in the ball game. And Newman shooting from the field 15 of 26. We're about 58%. And many of those have been layups after they've been able to make some steals and forcing the turnovers. Inside the three-point arc, they've been 11 of 17. They're shooting 65% inside a three-point range. Behind the arc, they're shooting 44% as they are 4 of 9 from the free throw line. And here at halftime, it's Bishop Newman with a 35-18 lead over Grand Island Northwest here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. So right now, the Cavaliers very much in control in this one. Now, don't forget, we'll have our next game for you also right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Our next game, we'll have Norfolk Catholic taking on Donovan Trumbull. And then at 5:45, we'll be switching over to Classic Hits 98.9 FM. For the final three games, they'll be on the FM as Grand Island Central Catholic will play host to Southern Valley at 5:45. That'll be followed by Norfolk and Kearney High at 7:30. And then the marquee matchup at 9:15, Denver East taking on Omaha Central. Those last three games, again, will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Right now on Classic Hits, we have coverage of the district wrestling tournament that's taking place in Amherst as the finals are on right now on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Don't forget our wrestling rally tomorrow. We'll be talking with coaches and athletes who have made it into the state tournament, and they will be talking about their brackets, how the team race looks, plus also some individual matches that you can kind of have an eye out for. So if you're a wrestling fan, it is a unique environment. It's a lot of fun. Our wrestling rally begins around 3 o'clock tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, 35-18, that is our halftime score, as Newman right now has the lead over Grand Island Northwest. We're going to take one last break. We'll be back in the third quarter right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic at halftime. Bishop Newman leading Grand Island Northwest 35-18. And this has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And Northwest still spending a little bit of time in their huddle. Newman's ready to roll. I don't think there's a whole lot of adjustments they need to make, up by 17 here. And now they'll come out. And they'll hand Northwest the basketball. And inbounding it is going to be Brooke Brown. Brown will get it in the hands of Garrett Kemp. He'll give the ball back off here for Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink kicks it to the left elbow to McNeilis. And McNeilis with a little floater. And his shot will not fall. It's knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch by Bishop Newman. So Northwest will maintain the basketball here. So they'll toss it in here for McNeilis. McNeilis hands off for Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink facing man-to-man pressure here by Aarons. And back around the perimeter we go as they get it to Brooke Brown. Now weave it around a little bit. Keppel set a screen. Now Dahlcotter's got it. He's going to fire a three. It's in and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Shot off glass. Won't fall for McNeilis. And a couple of good looks there for Grand Isle Northwest, but couldn't get any points out of it. Newman's got it. They'll kick it into the corner here. Los, his entry pass is going to be stolen away. So Newman with the turnover. Little roll reversal here. And in transition on the run here is Brown. Brown floater, no good. It's out of bounds. Last touched by Kep for Grand Island Northwest. And Northwest just can't buy a bucket. They've had a couple of pretty good looks. That three-pointer, I'm telling you, by Dahlcotter was halfway down and it rattled out. So right side, Simons will kick the ball around the perimeter. Now they enter it inside for Weta. Weta back out for Los. He'll hand the ball off here for Aarons. Aarons has the ball knocked loose with the steal. Is going to be Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink's going to step up, fire a three in transition. Back of the iron and no good. And that long rebound, dribbling out with it, is going to be Los. And Los is going to lay it up and in. So after the defensive rebound, Nobody shut off Connor Lose, and he's able to dribble all the way in, lay it up and in. And on that left side, a three-pointer up and good here for Northwest. Brooke Brown strokes it in. Just had the ball around the perimeter, just like a looked like they were just moving the defense around, but Brown was able to pull the trigger and hit nothing but the bottom of the twine. Pass to the elbow. Here's Wada. Wada will score from 15 feet. And again, on that baseline, they just kicked it out to the free throw line. Wada was waiting. He will make it 39-21. 18-point lead here for the Cavaliers, and they're going to commit the foul. Dribbling on that far side, Mettenbrink. The hand check. And for Ben Simons, that's foul number two. And just the first foul of the second half here on Newman. Matt Brink gets the ball. Jackson Simons checks in. He's going to try to trap it a little bit. They'll get the ball to Dahl Cotter. Dahl Cotter gets the ball back after he passed it to Kep. Dahl Cotter's going to dribble the baseline, and he'll hit about a 12-foot jumper. Dahl Cotter with nice little soft little hands there as he just looks like a point guard about half of his size. But the big 6'4 kid looked pretty smooth on that play. Kick out here for Simons. He's going to fire a three, and he hits it. Jackson Simons will stroke in the three-pointer. Quick pass up ahead here in transition. The left-handed layup won't fall here for McNeilis, but the long rebound is going to be tipped out to Kep. So he's going to get possession of the basketball back. And then the long outlet pass intercepted. It's going to be stolen away. And the left-handed layup is going to be up and good here for Ben Simons. So Simons with the layup after Grand Island Northwest turned the ball over. So again, another turnover turns into a bucket here for Newman. Skip pass is going to be deflected, and it went off the fingertips of McNeilis and out of bounds. Good defensive play there by Jackson Simons to tip it initially, and that'll be another Northwest turnover. That one's forced by the defense, though. There's not a whole lot. You don't blame a kid at all for that play, because if that ball gets through there, it's going to be a layup on the other end. Hunter Lose gave it away, gets it back here for Newman. They'll set a screen for him. He'll dribble to the right elbow, pull up a jumper, no good. Taken out there is Christian Ellsworth. So Ellsworth will pull it down. And here come the Vikings on the run. They enter it inside. It's deflected, but picking up the basketball here is going to be a Dawes. And Dawes had the ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds, but Newman was the last to do the knocking. So it remains in possession here of the Vikings. All inbound on the baseline. They get it in the lane. Nice pass, and the layup's going to be up and good for Christian Ellsworth. So Ellsworth gets the pass right in the lane. That's an easy bucket on that inbounds play. Newman in transition will get it off here for Aarons. Aarons passes inside, and there's going to be a foul as Austin Wader got that bounce pass, went right up with it, and he's going to line and shoot a couple. So Wader to shoot two, and Ellsworth is called for the foul. The free throw's up and good here for Wada. And for Wada, he's a 76% free throw shooter. 45-25. 20-point lead here for Wahoo Newman. Second free throw is up and good, so he makes both of them. And on that right side, there'll be another Wahoo Newman defensive play that forces Northwest into a turnover. Riley Glaus turns the ball over here for Grand Island Northwest. He came in, but I'll tell you what, that was some pretty good defense to force that turnover. Hunter Lose takes it in the lane, and they'll kick the ball back out. Working around the perimeter, driving here is going to be Aarons. Aarons now will try the jumper just inside the three-point arc. It is no good. And a very strong rebound up high for it is Brooke Brown. Brown wants the ball back. He gets in on that right side. Jumper no good. Offense rebound, but there's going to be a foul. Going over the back here is going to be Wada. So Wada called for the foul here. And Northwest will inbound. Tossing in is going to be Riley Glaus. And checking in is going to be Ben Simons. Simons in here for the Cavaliers. Northwest will inbound it. And their pass is going to go off the fingertips of Isaiah Dawes and out of bounds. That was a pass that was led a little bit too far for Dawes. And he couldn't get his hands on it. That'll be a Northwest turnover. And that is going to be 27 in the game. Northwest hands it off here for Aarons. Aarons off of a screen, has the dribble on the right side. Give it off here to Simons. Simons on the right wing. Gives it top of the circle here for Aarons. Left corner, they give it for Weta. Off of a screen, they'll give it off here for Simons. Simons now is going to back up near midcourt. Simons with the dribble on the side. And a little hesitation here for Aarons. Aarons passes to the left wing, and there's going to be a push here on Northwest. The foul is going to be on Brown. And Brooke Brown has now committed his first foul. He's got 5 points. Entry pass, and there's going to be a push as they get it inside for Nathan Maduna, and just as the ball got in there with his back to the basket, he was pushed. And that is going to be on Dawes, which will be his first foul. Entry pass, knock loose. It's going to be a turnover. Coming up with the loose ball here is going to be Trevor Brown. So Newman turns it over. And Brown double-teamed as he gets it across the timeline. He loses the basketball. It's going to be kicked up ahead here. On the run is going to be Lose, and his shot is going to be blocked and out of bounds. Good hustle getting back there. Knocking it out of bounds is Travis Schleep. But the Cavaliers will still have the basketball here. They lead it 46-25 with 2:28 to go. And in for Newman, going to be John Kennedy. 28 turnovers here for Grand Island Northwest. They have 25 points. It's lobbed up here for Austin Weta. Weta hands it off, driving, back of the iron, the shot no good for Simons. And the rebound ripped out of there by Schleep. So here comes Grand Island Northwest. After the drive was missed, now Northwest has the basketball. Ellsworth kicks into the corner. Here's a three-pointer for Schleep. That's no good. Rebound out of there by Ben Simons. Simons' long outlet pass, and Weta is going to lay it up and in. So Weta is able to get the fast break point here, actually a couple of them. And it's now 48-25. Long baseline jumper, no good here for Ellsworth. Ellsworth missed the shot. It's going to be rebounded here by Lose. Lose kicks it up ahead here for Maduna. Maduna missed the shot, but the rebound is tipped out for Weta. And now back around the perimeter we go. Lose has it, and Lose is going to fire a three, and he hits it. So Connor Lose is able to drain that three-pointer. And we got a timeout here for Grand Island Northwest. They trail it 51-25 with a minute 24 to go here in the basketball game. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic. And I want to remind you that presenting sponsors include Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at all their inventory of over 400 vehicles, BMWs, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and even Hallmark trailers. Again, that's at DinsdaleAuto.com. 51-25, Newman with a 26-point lead. With a minute 24 to go here in the third quarter. And the pass goes through the hands of one Viking, but they're able to pick up the loose ball. I think it was Schleep that came up with it in traffic over there. Yeah, it was. And they'll get the ball back out here for Dahlcotter. Dahlcotter gives it left side. Long jumper here by Glaus. Glaus missed the shot, but an offensive rebound up and good here for Keep. So nice job there getting that rebound. As Garrett Keep was able to make the putback. And Zach Aaron's on the left side, and he's able to hit that open jumper for two. Entry pass knocked away here by Newman. That's Justin Bruning, who will knock it away. John Kennedy will give the ball to the official. And Grand Island Northwest will inbound the basketball. Tossing it in. The corner, jumper no good for Dahlcotter, and the long rebound taken out of there by Mettenbrink. So Mettenbrink with a nice job of tracking down that three-pointer, and now the long pass for Grand Island Northwest going to be off the mark, a little bit too strong, and that'll be another turnover here on the Vikings. I don't want to push the point too far, but they've got 29 turnovers and trail it 53-27. Dribbling is going to be Jackson Simons. Simons gives it left side, 20 seconds to go. They'll kick it out here for John Kennedy. Kennedy's going to fire a three. No good. Still fighting for the rebound. It's tipped around, saved, and Garrett Kapp is able to come up with it. And on the drive, Northwest lost the basketball. It goes off of, well, Mettenbrink, as it was kind of blocked off of him. And officially, that'll be a turnover on Grand Island Northwest. Nice defensive play there by Kennedy, who kind of stuffed the drive. Now Aarons has it. 2 seconds left. Drives. Shots. No good. And pulling down the rebound is Dahlcotter. And Dahlcotter just didn't have any time to do anything with it. So three quarters are in the books. And right now, Bishop Newman up comfortably over Grand Island Northwest, 53-27. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center, where the Heartland Hoops Classic will be nearing its midway point here at the conclusion of this game. Newman right now leading Grand Island Northwest 53-27 in our fourth game of the day. Our fifth game here on ESPN will be coming up shortly here, as it'll be Norfolk Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. And on the inside, Newman lost the basketball, so they turn it over. And coming up with that loose ball was Dahlcotter. Dahlcotter will set a little screen on that left side. Now they're working around on the right side. Mettenbrink looks to the inside at the elbow. Nice little ball fake. Jumper a little bit too strong here for Kep. As Northwest missed the shot, Newman comes up with the rebound. And they'll kick the ball out here to Lowe's, who pulled down the rebound. His shot won't fall as they missed the three-pointer. Rebound being tipped around. Coming up with it is going to be Aarons. Aarons, he's going to shoot the three. And it's going to be a held ball on the rebound. Possession arrow pointing to Northwest. So they'll toss it in here. And Kep will give it to Will Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink facing some double pressure. We'll give it off to Dahlcotter. Dahlcotter is across the timeline. 7 minutes to go here in the ball game. And slowing it down is going to be Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink gives it on the right wing to Kep. And around the perimeter we go. Derek McNeilis will get it in the corner here for Kep. Right back out here for Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink on the bounce. They clear out for him a little bit, and then there's going to be a reach that's called on Bishop Newman. That reach was by Nathan Maduna. That'll be the first on him. Neither team really has committed that many fouls. That is only the third foul on Newman here in the ball in the second half. Only four have been whistled on Grand Island Northwest. And we've got less than 6.5 minutes to go in the game. 53-27, Newman with the lead. Grand Island Northwest with the basketball. McNeilis will give it off here on the left side for Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink lobs it. And coming up with it is Dahlcotter. But Dahlcotter, top of the circle, had a little trouble with it. So he'll just get the ball back out here for Mettenbrink. Mettenbrink's pass is going to be turned over. And now there's going to be a push that's going to be called on Dahlcotter in transition. For Dahlcotter, that is just his first foul. And as a team, that's only number 5 here on Grand Island Northwest with 6 minutes to go in the basketball game. Wade got the inbounds top of the circle. Now with the ball in that same spot as Aaron's. Dribbling behind his back and looking inside is Simons. They'll work it around the perimeter. Aaron's has it. Aaron's works it off in that left jumper. Up, no good. Rebound taken by McNeilis. As Newman couldn't hit the shot on the outside, couldn't hit that three. And now an entry pass inside. Shot's going to be up and good. Nice entry pass for the big man, Garrett Kep. And he'll get the bucket. Long pass for Newman. They're going to get the bucket and the foul as they got it into big number 34, 6'6", Nathan Maduna. And Dahlcotter is going to be called for the foul. So a chance to finish the three-point play. And by the way, the foul on Dahlcotter is just his second. And we're deciding whether or not we can let Noah Vedral come into the game. He thought he might be coming in for the shooter after he'd already been in there, and they said, nah, go out there for somebody else. So it doesn't matter if Maduna hits the free throw or not. We've got another player into the game. The free throw is up and good. And with it here is Trevor Brown. Brown working against a little pressure by Zachary Aarons. Dribbles down that right sideline and the offensive end, and he'll lob the pass back out here for Dahlcotter. Dahlcotter lets traffic kind of cycle through, and they'll get the ball back out here for Brown. Brown directs traffic, and Dahlcotter is going to fire a three, and we've got a foul on the rebound. That will go on Northwest. Yep. The foul is going to go on Brown, and that's now 7. As a team against Grand Island Northwest, so we'll walk to the other end with 5 minutes to go here in the basketball game and shoot a 1-1. And for Newman, it'll be Jackson Simons who has the front end of the 1-1 coming up here. And it is good. So that'll earn Simons another free throw attempt. Simons has been in the line a lot, just 8 out of 10. They've only been there 10 times, but he makes both free throws here. So the 80% free throw shooter improves those statistics. And it's now 58-29. On the bounce here is Brooke Brown. Brown gives it on the baseline for Dahlcotter. Dahlcotter in trouble. Will pass it through traffic. It's going to be off the hands of Derek McNeilis and out of bounds. In fact, he barely got a finger on it. Dahlcotter was in a world of trouble there. And now the entry pass knocked away by Northwest, and Newman now has turned it over. Good hands there by Dahlcotter to get the ball back. Stepping through on the baseline, shot here by Brown is up and good. Brooke Brown, that's a nice little drive on that baseline as he stepped through the defenders and was able to take it off glass. So he makes the shot, and it's now 58-31. We're nearing the midway point of the fourth quarter. Kick out here for Simons. Jackson Simons will give it off on the right side. The three-point jumper is going to be up and good here for Zachary Aarons. And we've got a timeout. Aarons strokes in the three-pointer. We got a timeout taken here. Or not. No, they're just a stoppage. They pointed to Northwest, to Newman by the bench there. I thought they were going to say that they called a timeout, but they did not. They just kind of ended up wiping up some water that was on the side of the court there. And they stopped the clock for that. So Newman leads it 61 to 31. And on the bounce here is going to be Trevor Brown. Brown working against some pressure. We'll now get the ball back out here for Brooke Brown. Brooke Brown's pass knocked away. And picking it up is going to be Brown. Brown with the entry pass inside here for McNeilis. And we've got a hold before they put up the shot. A little ball fake on the inside for Ellsworth. Ellsworth was ball faking and he was fouled, but he was still on the ground. Well, actually, the stoppage here for a moment ago was Casey Dahlcotter, who has cut his hand, and they're attending to him as we speak. The inbounds pass turned away by Grand Island Northwest. There'll be a turnover, and then on the drive that ensues, a nice right-handed drive there by Connor Lewis, and he'll lay it up and in. So on the bounce for Grand Island Northwest is going to be Brooke Brown. And Brown will enter at top of the circle here for Isaiah Dawes. Dawes will lose the basketball. Another Northwest turnover. And they return the favor, I believe, does Wahoo Newman. Yeah, they try to work it inside. It was deflected on the pass there by Derek McNeilis. And Wahoo Newman had to go off of one of the Cavaliers' hands and then their legs and out of bounds. So 63 to 31, 3 minutes to go in the ball game, and we've got a timeout here for Grand Island Northwest. They trail at 63-31 with 2:54 to go in the basketball game. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We'll take the break with him. 63-31, 2:54 to go. We're back right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Northwest brings the ball up. Trevor Brown working against low pressure. Gives the top of the circle here for Isaiah Dawes. And now the three-pointer for Northwest is off the mark. Long rebound, outletted, and the layup is going to be good in transition for Noah Vedral. So Noah Vedral is able to lay it up and in. Entry pass inside. Nice pass to get it in there for Derek McNeilis. So Derek McNeilis is able to take the bounce and lay it up and in. So nice job there by McNeilis. 33-65, 32-point game here. Long pass on that left side, and that'll be off the hands of Newman. That'll be a turnover for the Cavaliers. And they stopped the action for Casey Dahlgotter. They got the bleeding stop on his wrist on his left hand, but now they're attending to his jersey, as well as they're going to have to get to his socks as well. By the time they get the blood all taken care of, I'm not sure he'll have enough time to come back in the game. There's 2:02 to go in the contest. Now 2 minutes as the Vikings bring it across the timeline. Little ball fake on the dribble here is Riley Glaus. Top of the circle, dribbling here is Trevor Willis. As Northwest has let some of the other kids have an opportunity to play here at the Heartland Event Center, Northwest just turned the ball over and pass up ahead here for the Cavaliers. That's going to be a layup here for Jackson Simons. So Simons will lay it up and in after another Northwest turnover. And now we're going to have a reach that's called on Simons. And Simons, that's his fourth foul. So he's got 11 points and four fouls. Northwest will get the basketball. They work it around the perimeter here. Taylor Willis being double-teamed and reaching up there, stealing the ball, but committing the foul is going to be Justin Bruning. So Northwest has it, and they get it in the corner. Pressure coming, and errant pass by Northwest. That'll be another turnover. And unofficially, that is now 35. Minute 16 to go here in the game. Dribbling is Seth Johnson. Johnson has it for Newman as they work around the perimeter. They've dumped their bench as well. Justin Bruning will give it off now on the right side. That's Colin Sabatka. They get it off for John Kennedy. Kennedy will set a screen after he passes in the corner there for Sabatka. Top of the circle now with it is Seth Johnson. Johnson gives it right wing here for Kennedy. And they'll skip back out. Final minute of the ball game. On the dribble here is going to be Seth Johnson. Johnson gives it left side for John Kennedy. And Kennedy hit the three-pointer. It rolled around, went high in the air, and then trickled back in. Nice shooter's touch on that three-pointer. 70-33. And another Grand Island Northwest turnover. And then Newman facing some pressure that was put on there by the Vikings' Taylor Gannon. They also, too, commit the turnover. So nice play there by Gannon to get the ball back here for the Vikings. TJ Shimmer to inbound it. They kick it in the corner here for Blaise. And Blaise on the dribble is tripped. And that will be a foul on number 52, Justin Bruning. So to the free throw line will be Grand Island Northwest. And Zach Blaus will hit the front end of the 1-1. So makes the first one, and now we're awaiting the second. It is on the way, and it is good. Good-looking free throws there, as he barely hit the bottom of the well on either one of them. Drained it dead solid perfect. Colin Sabatka kicks it down low for Bruning. Bruning will give it top of the circle here for Kennedy. 9 seconds left. Kennedy is going to hand it off for Seth Johnson. Johnson will give it off on the baseline. Bruning will put it on his hip and then snap it top of the circle. And now Kennedy will get it off on the left wing, and that will do it. Bishop Newman with a 70-35 win over Grand Island Northwest. And they snap a little bit of a schneid here as they've lost for their last six ball games, but they pick up the win here over Northwest, 70-35. Next up for Newman, they are now 14-6. They'll be taking on Ashland Greenwood on the 18th, so that'll be on Tuesday. They'll host Ashland Greenwood. And for Grand Island Northwest, they are now 6-15 on the season. They will be traveling to Crete on Tuesday. Excuse me, they'll be at home taking on Crete on Tuesday, a game that they certainly would have a pretty good chance of winning. Once again, our final, Wahoo Newman 70 and Grand Island Northwest 35. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame report coming up right after this.
Going to Bowling and Central 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. Our fourth game of the day is just wrapped up. Wahoo Newman with a 70-35 win over Grand Island Northwest. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And again, we take a look at the statistics, and the one that's going to jump out is 35 turnovers here for Grand Island Northwest compared to 14 for Newman, and many of those 14 came late in the game once it had already been decided. So here's the finals that we have here in our first four games so far. Overton with a 41-38 win over Sutton. High Plains over Freeman, 52-42. Elkhorn South over Grand Island Senior High, 64-46. And Newman over Northwest, 70-35. Let's check the individual numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Grand Island Northwest. As we mentioned, they'll be back in action on Tuesday when they will play host to Crete. Northwest is now 6-15 on the season, and leading the way for them is Brooke Brown. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Casey Dahlcotter also finished with 7. Derek McNeilis with 4. Christian Ellsworth with 4. Garrett Kep with 4. Travis Schleep finished with 3. Isaiah Dawes with 2. Zach Blaus with two, and Will Mittenbrink also finished with 2 points here in the ball game. They were 13 of 32 from the field, so they shot 40% from the field, which isn't too bad, but unfortunately, the turnovers just spelled doom here for Grand Island Northwest, who fall to Wahoo Newman by a final of 70-35. For Newman, a lot of points out there. They ended up having 4 players in double figures. Austin Wade led the way with 14. Zachary Ahrens with 13. Jackson Simmons with 12. Hunter Lose with 10. Nathan Maduna was right there. He finished with 9. Ben Simons had 5. Noah Vedral had 4. And John Kenny with 3 points here in the ball game as Wahoo Newman picks up the win, 70-35. Our next game scheduled for a 4 o'clock tip between Norfolk Catholic and Donovan Trumbull, as that one should be a great matchup. They're just going to keep getting better and better. That'll be followed on our sister station Classic Hits 98.9 when Southern Valley will be taking on Grand Island Central Catholic at 5:45, followed by the 7:30 game, Norfolk taking on Kearney High, and then our marquee matchup, Denver East taking on Omaha Central at 9:15. Again, those last three games, starting with Southern Valley GICC, will be on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. We're going to step away for about 20 minutes or so, and then we'll be back with coverage of Norfolk Catholic and Donovan Trumbull